baby.
The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tupper's Plains, Ohio, connecting people to God. Join us now for an anointed message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
Proverbs 31:28. Now, I've got just a very short message this morning to share with you, just a few things that I want to share. But I think it's really important that we continue in this vein of encouraging and honoring our mothers. We have women in here who need some encouragement in being a mother. Being a mother is not the most important thing in our society. I'm sure you all realize that. It should be in the kingdom of God. In God's eyes, being a mother is number one. Being a father is number one. Being parents is number one. God told Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Do you think that was just a random statement? No, that was God's commandment, and he's pleased when we fulfill that commandment. As Linda so aptly put it, you know, there are some ladies who would love to be mothers, and they haven't been able to. However, in the case of many of the women that I see and hear, you know, Dot is a good example. She's loving the children. She may not be a mother, but she's acting on her impulses to be a mother. Ethel, you know, my grandsons love Ethel. Owen can't wait to get here on Sunday morning to hug Ethel. He tells me all the time, he said, I can't wait to see Ethel Sunday morning. Wow. What's so special about you, Ethel? I know you do. That's so awesome. Proverbs 31:28, for children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. It's talking about a godly mother. Her children will rise up and call her blessed. I can say that emphatically. I rise up and call my mother blessed. She is a blessed woman. She's blessed when she buys me Mountain Dew. She's blessed when she gets me Milk Duds. And she buys me those little cinnamon, or not cinnamon, but blueberry muffins in those little packages. Oh, I love those things. She's blessed every morning when she fixes me a cup of coffee. I always go in the house every morning and see how she's doing. And she has a cup of coffee ready there for me. Sometimes she has it poured if she knows what time I'm coming in. Sometimes she just has the cream in the coffee cup. I'm a spoiled boy. And I like it that way. But you know what? She's blessed when she was raising us and she had to get the Hot Wheels track out to beat our behinds. She was still blessed. What a great tool the Hot Wheels track was. We never knew. When we begged for a Hot Wheels track, we had no idea what we were asking for. She was blessed when she had to say, no, you can't do that. And she was blessed when she had to say, you just wait until your father comes home. She was blessed in being a mother. You're all, those of you who are mothers, are blessed. What a blessing it is. Your children will rise up and call you blessed. If you're in here and you have young children, make sure you continue to train them up in the way they should go. Make sure that you make Bible readings to them, Bible stories. Get you a good Bible story book and spend time reading them Bible stories. I still remember the Bible stories that I learned when I was growing up, the classics, you know, David and Goliath. You don't have to have all the details, right? Tell the stories. Even if you don't have a book, tell the stories. Tell about Noah. Tell about Elijah and Elisha and all the miracles they did, the things that happened. Tell your children, Abraham, the father of faith. Tell them about the apostles who walked by faith and gave their life for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Tell them what it means. If you have boys, tell them what it means to be a warrior for the kingdom of God. If you have girls, let them know how strong you have to be to serve the living God, to walk by faith. In this society that we live in, it's really important that we empower women. It's all about empowering women right now. Empowering young ladies to do great things, and I'm all for that. Hallelujah. But let's not forget our young men. They need to be empowered too. Amen? They both need to know that they have a calling on their life to accomplish something great for the kingdom of God. And what might that be? For some, it might just be having a family, raising up your family. No, I shouldn't say for some. I should say for all. That's the first thing, the number one thing. To raise up a family, children who are a heritage, children who will know who the living God is, children who will be able to walk before other people with principles and a foundation that has Christ as its cornerstone. Children who will rise up and change the world. Children who will do things that will impact their culture and their society and the people around them. Children who will rise up and be good, godly parents themselves. Let's not forget what our calling really is. Now, we always like to look beyond. You know, what is it? What great thing has God called me to? The greatest thing God has called you to, mothers, is to be a godly mother. Make sure you make that your number one goal. God has a purpose for you. Now, I'm going to tell you this story because it relates to what's happening in our society today in the way young ladies think about being mothers. A little girl was talking with her mother. This is a true story. A little girl was talking with her mother. She was about 6, 7 years old. She was telling her mother all the great things she was going to do. She was going to be an actress, and she was going to sing, and she was going to accomplish all these great tasks, and she was going to travel the world. And when she was done, she looked at her mom, and she said, "Mom, it's really a shame that you never got to do anything with your life." Isn't that sad? Because what we are equating with great and mighty things is a great career. Traveling all over the world, doing these great things so other people will recognize us. And the reality is the greatest heroes on the face of the earth are mothers who have sacrificed everything for their children. That's a reality. We make heroes. I'm going to say this because I believe it's true. But we make heroes sometimes out of idiots. People who say all kinds of stupid things, do all kinds of stupid things, and yet we hold them up as our heroes. We tell our children, look how successful this person is, or look what they're accomplishing in life. And yet they do nothing for the kingdom of God. They say stupid things that tear down the principles of our society, the things that our lives should be built on, the word of God and the kingdom of God. The truth is, the real heroes are sitting in this place this morning. Most of the women who are in here, in one way or another, even if you're not a biological mother, you're a hero to kids. Ethel's a hero to my grandsons. I can't thank you enough for that, Ethel. And they love you. My mother is a hero to my grandsons. They can't wait on Sunday mornings. We get up on Sunday mornings. They always spend Sunday or Saturday night with us. We get up on Sunday mornings, and they can't wait to go to Grandma's house because Grandma's going to have cinnamon rolls and milk for them when they walk in the door. Wow. What a godly mother. Yes. Godly woman. Grandma, that's a great grandma. Thank God for my wife who loved her children and trained those children up in the way they should go, who was firm and strong with them and was willing to fight the battles that needed to be fought when they would say, no, we won't do this or no, we won't do that. My son was telling me yesterday, Micah, about his little daughter, Emberly. Barely old enough to talk, but she's putting a lot of words together, making all kinds of sentences. And she lets you know she has a mind of her own. And she had torn up some paper on the floor. Is that right? Some pieces of paper all over the floor. And he said, Emberly, pick that up. And she looked at him and in her own defiant way said, no. He said, pick that up. She said, no. He said, I'm going to spank your behind. The threat wasn't enough. No. So he spanked her, put her down, and he said, pick them up or I'm going to have to spank you again. No. So I'm not sure whether he spanked her a second time or not, but he took her over and took her hand and made her pick up those pieces of paper one piece at a time. Now, this is really interesting because I had a same situation with my daughter Bethany when she was growing up. About the same age. She had scattered barrettes all over the floor, and we had that same conversation, and she looked at me with that same defiant attitude. But I will say to you, Micah, thank you for being a good parent and making her do what she was supposed to do. But I also will say to you this, if you have a Bethany, you are blessed, because I'm truly blessed with my daughter Bethany. She's strong. She's a strong-willed young lady, and she knows what's right, and she stands on principles of the Word of God. Wow. There are so many good things that I can say about mothers. It's awesome to be here this morning to share with you. Being a mother is so very important, but you know, when these words in Proverbs was written some almost 3,000 years ago, being a mother was a much more important job than our society acts like. I mean, the reality is it's as important as they believed it was. But to them, it was absolutely the most important thing. Women who were barren felt like they were being cursed of God. And in fact, the society actually told them such things, that they were cursed of God because they did not have children. What a horrible burden for a woman to carry. That is not true. You're not cursed of God if you've never had or cannot have children. God doesn't do that, doesn't curse people that way. Thank God that there are medical ways to be able to deal with it. But also, more important, thank God that He touches and heals people. Sometimes they are able to have children because of a miracle. Isn't that awesome? But in those days, when that proverb was written, it was so very important for women to fulfill the motherly role. And when they didn't, they were miserable. They were in a horrible state. That whole story of Rachel and Leah, if you don't know, Rachel and Leah were sisters, and Jacob married sisters. He was deceived by his uncle. And he ended up marrying this both sisters. And he spent many years serving him for those two young ladies. But there was a rivalry going on between these two mothers. Leah seemed to be very fertile, and she would have a lot of children. And Rachel couldn't have children. And Leah was kind of rubbing it in on Rachel. And Rachel would cry out to God. And she, at one point, let me tell you how important having children was to Rachel and to society at that time. Rachel came to Jacob, and she said, "If you don't give me children, I'm going to die." Jacob said, "I can't do anything about this. It's not my fault. You have to take it up with God." And she did. And of course, God heard and responded. But I just want you to get the flavor of what it was like when Proverbs was written about the women will rise up and call, or their children will rise up and call them blessed. I want you to understand exactly how important it was. Because as I look in our society today, being a mother is somewhat diminished. Being a mother is way down on the list of achievements for women. You're being told, our young ladies are being told, that you should have a career, you should fulfill your desires, and then think about having children. Do you know that in the 1960s, women were having children, the average age was 20 years old. Today, the average age is 27 years old. Because we're not putting the emphasis on being a mother and how important it is. Now, I'm not trying to tell you that you're ungodly because you're waiting to have children. I'm just telling you, society at large is not putting the same emphasis on. And yet, God is still saying, children are a heritage. Children are a blessing. Children should be your ultimate desire and goal. Children are what we are all about. As people, being blessed. Blessed is the man, it says, whose quiver is full. And it's talking about children. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the woman. Now, I don't know how many arrows a quiver holds, but I know it's more than one or two. It's probably a bunch. So ladies, today I would just encourage you, continue to stand firm. Continue to teach and train your children in the way they should go. Continue to love them with all your heart, soul, and mind. Susanna Wesley was the mother of John and Charles Wesley. John, of course, was the founder of the Methodist organization. And she had 19 children. Boy, does she have a quiver full. Now, I think there was a couple that may have died in childbirth, but anyhow, she gave birth to 19 children. In her household, religious instruction or godly instruction was a priority. And every week, I don't know how she had time, but according to John and Charles, every week she would set aside 1 hour a week to spend with each child, to give them special attention and training. 1 hour a week. Now, I know what our society is like, and I know how busy we all are. When you have one or two children, it's hard to find 1 hour a week to spend with them. Quality time. But I want to encourage you, mothers, spend some quality time, not just quantity, where you're sitting around and you're all on your devices and you're all doing whatever you do. You know, I heard a pastor talking about being in a restaurant the other day, and he said, this is not unusual. This is classic for our society today. The children, the mother, the father, there was two children, a mother and a father, and they were all on their own devices. Sitting in a restaurant together, not having any kind of conversation with each other, but whatever they were doing on their device. Talking to somebody else. what's important? Come on, let's come to grips with the reality of what is really important in what we do with our lives. Let's throw those things out the door sometimes. Let's take a break. Let's sit down with our families. Let's look at one another face to face. Let's get to know each other. And most important, allow your children to know who you are. That's going to be very, very important in the days ahead. As your children grow, and maybe they're already teenagers, it's not too late. Take some time. Take the time necessary to speak into their lives. Well, as I said, this is not a long message. So I'd like to ask you to stand with me as we wrap things up this morning. I'd like to read this to you as we wrap things up. It says, it's talking about real mothers. It says, real mothers don't eat quiche. They don't have time to make it. Real mothers know that their kitchen utensils are probably in the sandbox. Real mothers often have sticky floors, filthy ovens, but happy children. Real mothers know that dried Play-Doh don't come out of shag carpet. Real mothers don't want to know what the vacuum just sucked up. Real mothers know, I'm sorry, that kind of threw me off there. Real mothers sometimes ask, why me? And get their answer when the little voice says, because I love you best. Real mothers know that growth is not measured by height or years or grade. It's marked by the progression of mama, mommy, to mom. According to God, being a godly mother is the most important thing in life. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that we could celebrate this day, a celebration of mothers, a celebration of what they mean to us, a celebration of how important they are to all of us and to our society. Lord, help us always, each and every day, to take some time to let our mothers know just how much we love them and we care about them. Lord, we give you glory and honor as we leave this place today. Help us to just celebrate Mother's Day and have an awesome time today with our mothers. Help us always to make them a priority. Help us as husbands to recognize that our wives are so special, and help us to treat them that way. We just give you glory and honor, Father, as we move out of this place today into our hectic lives. We know that you are awesome, God, and you are mighty and powerful. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day. Remember, love never fails.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber. I hope you've been blessed by this message, because our desire is to connect you to God and His kingdom with anointed messages. If you have enjoyed this podcast and would like more information about our ministry, please visit our website at bethelchurch.community. And remember, love never fails.